This is All Things Considered on KNKX. I'm Ed Ronco. An ultra-millionaire tax. That's new proposed federal legislation which would place a 2% tax on the wealthiest earners, those with assets between $50 million and $1 billion. It would also place an additional 1% tax on those with assets in excess of $1 billion. That includes local 100 billionaires like Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates. It was introduced by Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal, a Democrat of Seattle, along with Senator Elizabeth Warren and Congressman Brendan Boyle, who's from Pennsylvania. Representative Jayapal joins us now. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How much revenue would this generate, and how would you like that revenue to be spent?
Well, the revenue that would be generated, the estimate is $3 trillion over 10 years. And remember, Ed, that is just from 100,000 families. That's how much wealth has been concentrated. And those families, of course, are only paying 2 cents on every dollar over $50 million in net worth and 3 cents on every dollar over $1 billion. So they'll still be plenty rich, but it will give us $3 trillion over 10 years to invest into healthcare, education, childcare, infrastructure, you name it. We will have the resources we need to really level the playing field.
The ultra wealthy have a reputation for being able to avoid taxes, and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has said that there are some serious implementation challenges in her view with a tax like this. What does this bill do to address all of that?
Well, the beauty is we've learned from the challenges that other countries have had. And what we've done is we've, first of all, invested $100 billion into the IRS because we know that the IRS needs assistance if they're going to be able to implement this. So that's a big piece of it. And what we've done is included different provisions, for example, a 40% exit tax. If somebody decides they want to pick up and leave the United States because of this new tax, then they will have to pay that 40% exit tax. We include assets no matter where they are, so that wealth in the Cayman Island, that's going to be treated in the same way as your wealth that's kept here in the United States. So we've really addressed a lot of the implementation issues that arose when some of the countries tried to implement this.
This bill has about a dozen co-sponsors, at least, senators, members of Congress, including some names of people who we might expect on issues like this, Senator Bernie Sanders, Representatives Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar. What's your plan to get the rest of the needed support for this to pass?
Well, what's pretty amazing is we're already, just from the day I introduced it, adding co-sponsors to the House. I think we're up to about 20 now in the House alone. And it is not just progressives. It is not just people from districts like mine. Actually, two of our most swing district members came up to me and said, please add me to that bill, because they know it makes sense. And so I think we're not going to have a problem getting people across the caucus and across the aisle on board.
Respectfully, I think there are some listeners who are hearing this and thinking, this is never going to happen. The rich are going to keep getting richer. There have been efforts to do something like this before. It never goes anywhere. What do you say to that?
I really think this is a different time. I think that COVID in many ways has just opened the eyes of a lot of people across the country about all of the things that were there even before COVID, but they just became so clear all over again. Inequality is at its highest level in 50 years. Now, that was true before COVID, but the fact that now there are families who are lining up at the food banks, unable to even think about sending their kids to higher education, all of those dreams are being dashed. And I think people are ready to see the government level the playing field, you know, ask the wealthiest, the richest people to pay a little bit so that we can actually make the country one of opportunity for everyone again.
Representative Pramila Jayapal, thank you for your time.
Thank you.